Study, Most Venezuelans Using Foreign Currency to Survive. By BenQ on February 21, 2020. Over half of monetary transactions in Venezuela take place using dollars, and nearly two-thirds use any type of foreign currency, according to data obtained by the Caracas-based research firm EcoAnalytica. The analysis, which studied around 16,000 transactions carried out from February 9 to 14 across 10 cities in Venezuela, found that 55.7% of all transactions now took place in dollars, while over 64% of sales in foreign currency. The most popular currency after the dollar is the Colombian peso, as the neighboring country is experiencing relative economic prosperity compared to the shattered economy of Venezuela. Credit card readers accepting Venezuela's bolivar currency are regularly rendered useless by repeated power cuts. The most affected cities, such as San Cristobal and Maracaibo, reported usage of foreign currency as high as 94 and 92%, respectively. The figures mean that despite the fierce opposition of Nicolás Maduro's socialist regime to all things American, the U.S. dollar has effectively become the country's unofficial currency, as well as the total collapse in value of the bolivar, which had lost well over 99.99999% of its value in the past decade. A major reason for this change is because 4 million people have fled Venezuela's economic and humanitarian crisis over the past 5 years. Many of these exiles sent foreign currency back to their friends and relatives in Venezuela. EcoAnalytica estimated around $4 billion in annual remittances. That figure is highly likely to rise given the thousands of Venezuelans who continue to flee the country each day in search of economic refuge. Currency inflation in Venezuela began to soar as early as 2007 under the rule of socialist dictator Hugo Chavez and in recent years has reached levels similar to Germany's Weimar Republic or Robert Mugabe's Zimbabwe, where some people were seen using a wheelbarrow to buy products and the government introduced a $100 trillion banknote. The study also found that 81% of sales now take place in cash, creating problems for local businesses unable to store their money in Venezuelan bank accounts. I do not believe that the economy will be completely dollarized, but it is showing a growing trend that is difficult to reverse, Astrubal Oliveros, director of EcoAnalytica, said. We will continue to have a dual economy in which the dollar has an increasing weight. Another popular trend in Venezuela is the use of cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, and Ethereum. Increasing numbers of businesses are accepting payments based on various blockchain technologies, although these can be problematic due to their rapidly fluctuating value. In a bid to interfere in this market, often touted by free marketeers as the key towards a stateless, libertarian future, the socialist regime has introduced its own scam cryptocurrency known as the Petro, supposedly backed by the country's extensive natural resources and oil reserves. Maduro has previously claimed that the currency has received over $1 billion worth of investment, although this figure is highly disputed by crypto analysts, many of whom question whether it has any value whatsoever. You can follow BenQ on Facebook, on Twitter at @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.